Gita Dhyayana Shilasya Pranamaya Parascha Naivasanti Papani altogether Purvachanma Kritani Cha. Second one down from the top on 29. Mala Nirmochanam Pumsam Jalasnanam Dine Dine Sakrit Gita Mritasnanam Samsara Malanashanam Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyai Shastra Vistarai Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padman Venishrita Vararatamrita Sarvasvam Vishnuvaktrad Venishritam Gita Gandodakampitva Punarjanma Navidyate Sarvo Panishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partovatsa Sudhir Bhokta Tugda Gitamratam Vahat Ekam Shastram Devakiputra Gitam Eko Devo Devakiputra Eva Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Mani Karmapyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. Now chapter 2, page 67. Sanjay Uvacha Tum Tata Krapaya Vishnam Ashru Purna Kalekshanam Vishidantam Idam Bhakyam Uvacha Madhusudana Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Kutastva Kashmalamidam Vishame Samupastitam Anarya Jushtamasvargyam Hekirti Karam Arjuna Klaibhyam Masmagama Parata Naita tva upapadyate Shudram Hridaya Daurbalyam Tyakto Tishta Parantapa Arjunuvacha Katam Bhishmam Maham Sankhye Dronam Cha Madhusudana Ishubhi Pratiyotsyami Purjar Havarisudana Guru Nihadva Himahanubhavan Shreyo bhoktam paiksham apihaloke Hadvarta kamam stu guru nihaiva Bunjira bhogan rudhira pratigdhan Nachaitad vidma kartaran no gariyo Yadva jayema yadiva no jayeyuhu Yaneva hatva najijivishamas Tevastita pramukhetartarashtra Karpanya dosho pahata subhavaha Prichchami tvam dharma samuda chetaha Yastreya syan nichitam bruhitan me Shishyaste ham sharimam tvam prapanam Nahi prapashyami mahapanudhyad Yachchokam uchoshanam indriyanam Avapya bhumavasapatnam riddham Rajam Suranam Api Chadipatyam Sanjayu Vacha Evam Uktva Rishikesham Gudikesha Parantapa Nayotsya Iti Govindam Uktva Tushnim Babhuvaha Tamuvacha Rishikesha Prahasan Iva Parata Senayor Bayor Madhye Vishidantam idam vachaha Sri Bhagavan uvacha Ashochan anvasochas tvang Prajnabharam shabhashase Katasunagatashum cha Nanupantanti panditaha Natve vahum jatunasam Natrang nemi janadhipaha Dachaiva nabhavishyama Sarve vayam ataparam Dehinosmin yata dehe Komaram yavanam jara Tate deha trapaptir Tiras tatra namhuyiti Matras varshastu kaunteya Shitoshna sukatukada Agama paino nityas Tamstatikshashubharata Yamina vyantayantyete purusham purusharshabha samatukha sukham tiram sumritatvaya kalpate. Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayorapi trishtantas tvanayos tattvadarshibihi. Avinashi tutadvidhi, yena sarva vidam tatam, vinasham avyayasyasya, nakaschit kartum arhati. Anantavanta ime deha, nityashokta sharirinaha, anasino prameyasya, tasmad yudhyasva parata. Yainam vetihantaram, yaschainam manyate hatam, ubautau navijanito, nayam hantina hanyate. Najayate mritte va kadachin, nayam bhutva bhavitava nabuyaha, ajo nitya shashvato yam purano, nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Veda vinashinam nityam, yainam ajam avyayam, katam sapurusha parta, kam ghata yati hantikam. Vasamchi jirnani yata vihaya, navani granati naroparani, tata sharirani vihaya jirnani, ansatni tanyani davani dehi. Nainam chindandi shastrani, nainam tahati pavakaha, nachainam klitayantyapo, nashoshayati marutaha. Chedyo yam matahyo yam akledyo shoshya evacha nityat sarvagatakstanur achalo yam sanatanaha. Avyakto yam achintyo yam avikaro yam uchyate tasmadevam viditvainam nanu shochitam arhasi. Atachainam nitya chatam nityam vaimanyase mritam tatapi tvam mahabaho nainam shochitum arhasi. Jatasya hidruvo mrityur juvan janma mritasya cha tasmat aparihadir te natvam shochitum arhasi. Avyakta dhini bhutani fyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidyana neva tatraka paritevana. Ascharya vat paschati kaschadenam, ascharya vat vadati tataiva chanyaha, ascharya vat chainamanya shrinoti, shudvapyenam vedana chaiva kaschit. Dehi nityam avadyoyam, dehe sarvasya bharata, tasmat sarvani bhutani, natvam shochitum arhasi. Sudharmam apicha vikshya, Navi kampitum arhasi, dharmyadi yadach treonyat, shatriyasya navidyate. Yadrichchaya chopapannam, svargadvaram apavratam, sukina shatriya parta, labante yuddhamidrisham. Atachetvang imang dharmyam, sangramam nakarishyasi, tatak svadharmam kirtim cha hitva papam avapsisi. Kirtim chapi bhutani katayishyanti tevyayam sambhavitasya cha kirtir maradad ataricyate. Vayadranad aparatam mamsyante tvam maharataha yisham cha tvam bahumato utva yasyasi lagavam. Avacha varam shabahun, varishanti tavahitaha, nindantas tamasam artyam, tato dukha taram nukyam. Hatova prapsyasi swargam, chidva va bokshyase mahim, tasmadutishta kaunteya, yudhaya krita nishayaha. Sukha tuke same kritva, labalabhau jaya jayao, tato yudhaya yujasva naivam papam avapsyasi. Esha te bihita sankye budhir yoge tvimam shrinu budhya yukto yaya parta karma bhantam brahasisi neha pikramana shosti pratyavayo navidyate sopamapyasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat vyavasayatmika bhutir ekeha kudanannana bahushaka hyanantascha bhutayo vyavasayinam yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipashchitaha vedavadarata partha nanyadastiti vadinaha kamatmana swargapara janma karma pala pradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaishvarya gatim prati bhogaishvarya prasaktanam daya prahita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadau navadiyate yavanarta udapane sarvata sampluto traigunya vishaya veda nistraigunyo bhavarjuna nirdvanvo nityasattvasto niyoga shema atmavam yavanarta udapane sarvata sampluto dake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha karmanye vadikaraste mapaleshu kadachana makarma palahetu bur mate sangostra karmani yogastha kura karmani sangam tyakva dananjaya siddhya siddhyo samodbhutva samadvam yoga uchate durena yavaram karma Bhuti Yoga Dananjaya Udhau Shananama Vicha Kripana Palahetavaha Bhuti Yukto Jahatiha Ube Sukrita Dushkrite Tasmad Yogaya Yujasva Yoga Karma Sukaushalam Karma Jam Bhuti Yukta Hi Palnantyakva Manishinaha Janma Banda Vanir Mukta Padam gacchantya namayam yadate mohakalilam budhir vyati tarishyati tadakantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha shruti vipratipannate yadastasyati nishchala samadavachala buddhis tata yogam avapsyasi arjunavacha Stita prajna sakabasha samadhi stasya keshava stita ti kim brabaseta kim asita vrajeta kim Shri Bhagavan uvacha prajahati yada kaman sarvan parta manogatan atmani vatmana tushtaha stita prajna stadochite dukeshvanu vignam manaha Sukeshu vigatasprayaha vitaraga payakroda stitadhir munir uchate yasarvatrana bishnehas tata prapya shubhashubham nabit nindati na dveshti tasya pragna pratishtita yada sangharate chayam kunmon ganiva sarvashaha indriyan indriyarte bhyas Tasya pragna pratishtita Vishaya vinivartante Niraharasya dehinaha Rasavarjam rasopyasya Paramdrishva nivartate Yatato yapikonteya Purushasya vipashtitaha Indriyani pramhatini Hananti prasabham manaha Tani sarvani samyamya Yukta asita matparaha vashehi asindriyani tasya prajna pratishtita. Jayato vishayan pumsa sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bijayate. Krodhad bhavati sammoha samohat smriti bimbrahmaha smriti brahmshat buddhinasho Putinashat pranashyati. Ragadvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indrayaischaran atma vashyer vite atma prasadam adigachati. prasade sarva dukkhanam hanir asyo pajayate prasanna chitaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya pavana nacha pavayata shantir ashantasya kutaksukam indriyanam hi charatam yanmano nuvadiyate tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavam ivambasi tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashaha indriyan indriyartebhyas tasya prajna pratishtita yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashato munehe apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantam apnoti na kama kami vihaya kaman yat sarvan pumam shchadati nispriyaha nirmamo nirahankaraha sashantam adigachyati esha brahmistiti parta nainam prapya vimuyati stitvasyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam richati om tat sariti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam yoga shastre shri krishna arjuna sambhane nama tweety Tvitiyo adyayaha hari om. And what's your chapter? Oh, we can pick one right on Ram Navami.
Can we pick the chapter on devotional?
Yeah, that will be your chapter from now on. You do every day.
Once a week.
Huh?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. Yep. Page 541. Arjuna Vacha Evam Satata Yukta Ye Paktaswam Paryupasate Echa Paksharam Avyaktam Tesham Ke Yoga Vittamaha Sri Bhagavan Vacha Mayavesha Mano Yemam Nitya yukta upasate, shraya pariyopetas, te me yukta tamamataha. Ye twakshadam anirdyesham, avyaktam pariyupasate, sarvatra gamachintyam cha, kutastam achalam dhruvam. Saniyam yendriya gramam, sarvatra sababudhayaha, te prapnuvanti mameva. Sarvabhuta hite rataha klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta-sakta-cetasam avyakta-higatir-tukam deha-vadvir-avapyate yetu-sarmani-karmani mayi-sanyasya-matparaha ananyena-eva-yogena mam-dhyayanta-upasate tesham-aham-samurarta Mrityu sangsara sagarat bhavamina chirat parta mayavishita chetasam mayiva mana tatsva mayi buddhim naveshaya nivashishya simayiva ata urdvam nasangshayaha ata chittam samadatum nasaukshasni mayi stiram abhyasa yogino tato Mami chaptum dananjaya. Abhyase pyasamartosi matkarma paramobhava madartam apikarmani kurvan siddhim avapsisi. Atai tadapyashaktosi kartumma yogam ashritaha sarva karma palatyagam tatakuru yatatmavan. Sheyohi jnanam abhyasyaj Jnanat dhyanam vashishyate, jnanat karma palatyagas, tyajat shantir anantaram, adwaista sarva bhutanam, maitra karana evacha, nirmamo nirahankaraha, samatuka sukakshami, santushta satatam yogi, yatatma drija nishayaha, mayarpita mano bhutir, yomad bhakta same priyaha. Yasman noad vijate loko, lokan noad vijate chayaha, harsha marsha bayo vegir, mukto yasa chame priyaha. Anapeksha shuchir taksha, udasino gatavyataha, sarva ramba parityagi, yomad bhakta same priyaha. Yo na hrishyati na dveshti, na shochati na kangshati, shubha shubha parityagi, bhakti manyak same priyaha. Samakshatra ucha mitre cha, tatamana pamana yoho, shitosna tsukatukeshu, samaksanga vivarjitaha. Tulya nindas tutir mauni, santushto yena kena chit, aniketas tiramatir bhakti man me priyo naraha. Yetu dharmam ratam medam, yatoktam paryupasate, shudhana mat parama, bhaktas te tiva me priyaha. Om tat sariti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam. Yoga Shastri Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Bhakti Yoga Nama Dvidasho Dhyayaha Hari Om. Okay, now I get to pick one. I'd like to do chapter number 13. How convenient. Arjuna vacha prakritim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetrajnam evacha etad veditum icchami jnanam jnayam cha keshava. Sri Bhagavan uvacha idam shariram konteya kshetram ityapadiyate etad yo vettitam prahu Shetragnya iti tadvidaha. Page 565. Shetragnyam chapimam vidhi. 565. Shetragnyam chapimam vidhi. Sarva shetre shubharata. Shetra shetragnayor jnanam. Yatta jnanam vatam mama. Tat shetram yachya yadrikcha. Yad vikari yatascha yat satcha yo yat prabhavascha tat samasena me shrinu. Rishibir bahuda gitam chandobir vividai pratak brahma sutra padaishchaiva hetumad bir vinishitai. Mahabhutanyahankaro budhir avyaktam evacha indriyani daishaikam cha Pancha Chandriya Gocharaha Icha Dvesha Sukham Tukam Sanghatas Chetana Dritihi Etad Chetram Samasena Savikaram Utahritam Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Shantir Arjavam Acharyo Pasanam Saucham Stairam Atma Vanigraha Indriyarte Shuvairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam Asaktir Anabishvanga Putadara Grahadishu Nityamcha Samachitatvam Ishtan Ishto Papatishu Manye Chananya Yogena Bhaktir Avya Vicharini Vivikta Desha Sevatvam Arati Janma Samsadi. adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etaj jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yad yatonyata. Nyeyam yat tat pravakshyami yat gyat babritam ashnute anadi mat param brahma nasa tan nasad uchate sarvata panipadam tat sarvato shishiro mukam sarvata shrutimaloke sarvamavrita tishati sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam asaktam sarvabhrishaiva yugunam gunabhuktricha bahirantascha bhutanam acharyam charyam evacha sukshmatvat tadavigneyam durastam chantike tatad avibhaktam chabuteshu vibhaktam iva chastitam bhuta parthriya chatatgeyam krashnishu pravavishnucha jyotisham apitaj jyotis tamasa param uchate jnanam geyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam iti shetram tata jnanam geyam choktam samatastaha madpakta itad vigyaya madbhava yopapadyate prakritim burusham chaiva vidyanadi ubhavyapi vikaram shagunam shaiva vidi prakriti sambhavan karya karana kartritve hetu prakritir uchate purusha sukadhukanam bhoktritve hetur uchate purusha prakriti stohi punkte prakriti jangunan aranam guna sangosya sarasad yoni janmasu upratrashanumantacha bharta bhokta maheshwaraha paramatmetyu chapyukto dehesmin purusha para ya evam veti purusham prakritim cha gunaisaha sarvarta vartamanopi nasa bhuyo vichayate jnani natmani pashyanti kechid atmanam atmana anye shankena yogena karma yogena chapare anye tveva majanantaha shutvane bhya upasate tepi chattitarantyeva mrityum shruti parayanaha yavat sanjayate kinchit sattvam stavara jagamam shetra shetra gnayo samnya tadvidhi paratarshabha samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinashyat svanivashnyantam yat pashyati sa pashyati samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishwaram nahinasyat manatmanam tato yati param gatim prakrityaiva chakarmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yapashyati tatatmanam akrithartram tapashyati yada bhuta pritagbhavam ekastam anupashyati tata eva chavistaram brahma sampadyate tada anaditvam nirkanatvat paramatmayam avyayaham sharirastopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate yatasakam saukshmyad akasham nopalipyate sarvatra vastito dehe tatatma nopalipyate yata prakashayat yeka kritsnam lokam imam ravahi shetram shetri tata kritsnam prakashayati bharata shetra shetra gnayorevam antaram jnana chakshusha huta prakriti moksham cha yevedur yanti te param om tat sariti srimad bhagavad gita supanishad subrahma vidyayam yoga shastre shri krishna arjuna sambhade Tripaguna Yoga Nama Tritiyo Triadasho Dhyayaha Hari Om. Translations. We'll do five each, starting with chapter 2. Uh-oh. I think my box just blew out.
Yeah. Whoosh. You can keep it closed for some time.
I think I just hit the... I just made a loose connection with my foot. I can't bear to have it off. Okay.
So use the mic too.
Sanjay said, seeing Arjun full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudan Krishna spoke the following words. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjun, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy. O son of Pritha, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weaknesses of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy. Arjun said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counteract with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship? It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of the enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent. O descendant of Bharata, at that time Krishna, smiling in the midst of both the armies, spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjuna.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Sayana Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation.
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharat. Neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it is slain is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
O Parth, can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, eternal, unborn, and immutable kill anyone or cause anyone to kill? As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, the soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. It is said that the soul is invincible, inconceivable, and immutable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
If, however, you think that the soul or symptoms of life will always be born and die forever, you still have no reason to lament, O mighty armed. One who has taken his birth is sure to die, and after death, one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. All created beings are unmanifest in their beginning, manifest are in the interim state, and unmanifest again when annihilated. So what need is there for lamentation? Some look on the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. O descendant of Bharata, he who dwells in the body can never be slain. Therefore, you need not grieve for any living being.
Considering your duty as a Kshatriya, you should note that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation. O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunities come unsought, opening for them the doors of the heavenly planets. If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sins for neglecting your duties and then thus lose your reputation as a fighter. People will always speak of your infamy, and for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death. The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you insignificant.
Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you? O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up with determination and fight. Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by doing so you shall never incur sin. Thus far I have described this knowledge to you through analytical study. Now listen as I explain it in terms of working without fruitive results. O son of Pritha, when you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of works. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, result in good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say there is nothing more than this. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the self.
All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjun, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. O Dhananjay, keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruit of their work are misers. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reaction even in this life. Therefore, strike for yoga, which is the art of all work.
By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead. When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all this that is to be heard. When your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, and when it remains fixed in the trance of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness. Arjuna said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? And how does he speak and what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind, thus purified, finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure transcendental consciousness.
One who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it nor despising it, is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. One who is able to withdraw his senses from sense objects, as the tortoise draws its limbs within the shell, is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind even of a man of discrimination, who is endeavoring to control them.
One who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control, and fixes his consciousness upon me, is known as a man of steady intelligence. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment, lust develops, and from lust, anger arises. From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. But a person free from all attachment and aversion, and able to control his senses through regulative principles of freedom, can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord. For one thus situated in Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries of material existence exist no longer. In such satisfied consciousness, one's intelligence is soon well established.
One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness and can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? As a strong wind sweeps away a boat on the water, every one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Therefore, O mighty armed, one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-control, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enters like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego, he alone can attain real peace. That is the way of spiritual and godly life, after attaining which a man is not bewildered. If one is thus situated, even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. Chapter 12. Got it, go ahead.
Arjun inquired, which are considered to be more perfect, those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form are always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons engaged in the welfare of all at last achieve me. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pritha, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Just fix our mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way develop a desire to attain me. If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me you will come to the perfect stage.
If, however, you are unable to work in this consciousness in me, then try to act giving up all results of your work and try to be self-situated. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation, and better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action, for by such renunciation one can attain peace of mind. One who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living entities, who is does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. He by whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me.
My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pain, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminated association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me.
Chapter 13. Arjuna said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, Purusha, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the object of knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field. O scion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, when it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. That knowledge of the field of activities and the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasonings as to cause and effect.
The five great elements, false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the 10 senses and the mind, the five sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms, and convictions, all these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and its interactions. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even-mindedness amidst pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth, all these I declare to be knowledge. And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. I should now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads, and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, the Supersoul exists, pervading everything. The Supersoul is the original cause of all senses, yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature.
The Supreme Truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. Although the Supersoul appears to be divided among all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all. He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart. Thus, the field of activities, the body, knowledge, and the knowable have been summarily described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature. Material nature and the living entity should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of matter are products of material nature.
Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. The living entity and material nature thus follows the ways of life enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with the material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of nature is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position. Some perceive the super soul within themselves through meditation, others through the cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working without fruitive desires.
Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in all in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field. One who sees the Supersoul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the Supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. One who sees the Supersoul equally divided everywhere in every living being does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he approaches the transcendental destination. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created by of material nature, and sees that self does nothing, actually sees.
When a sensible man ceases to see different identities due to different material bodies, and he sees how beings are expanded everywhere, he attains to the Brahman conception. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body, O Arjun, the soul never does anything nor is entangled. The sky, due to its subtle nature, does not mix with anything, although it is all-pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in Brahman vision does not mix with the body, although situated in that body. O son of Bharat, as the sun alone illuminates all this universe, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminates the entire body by consciousness. Those who see with eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of the body, and can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, attain to the supreme goal.